September 3rd, 2018, Labor Day weekend from California, United States of America. Just thank you for joining me. I have a message that I got from the Lord this morning, and it was put together in a really sort of extraordinary way. It's called The Eagle Ensign. It started off with yesterday I was driving and came to the on-ramp approach to the freeway in my vehicle. And suddenly, this huge bird, as I was approaching the on-ramp to merge into the freeway, came. It had a gigantic wingspread, flew towards me, was about 10 feet above, and then flew up above and over my vehicle. At first, I thought it was a hawk. Then I realized, no, it was way too big to be a hawk. This most certainly was an eagle. And I felt like immediately this was a personal sign to me. It was a personal sign. And the scripture I was given later was Job 39:27. Does the eagle mount up at your command and make her nest on high? She dwells and abides on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, in the strong place. From there she seeks the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. The eagle mounts up at the command of the Lord. Therefore the Lord commanded this eagle. The Holy Spirit was telling me, I commanded this eagle to come and rise up over your car and fly over you as a sign. Here is the scripture. I was then traveling down the freeway, reminded that in February, when I was in Northern California getting ready to leave for 3 months in Israel, as I was going up the coastal mountains along the peninsula, an eagle came over my car. It was a rural road, over my car, and was tracking ahead of me on the road. And the Lord spoke to me, this is a sign. Then when I left the next morning to go to the San Francisco airport, another eagle came over me. Then as I was on the San Francisco peninsula side of the mountain to Highway 280, traveling towards the exit to go to the San Francisco airport, there were two eagles at the intersection where the highway divided. And the Lord was speaking to me, I am causing you and sending you on eagle's wings for this assignment in Israel. In 2018, the spring, which is the 70th year anniversary, President Trump declared the United States recognized and moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, all these historic events, which I have documented on my website. Well, I'm asking the Lord this morning, I feel the Lord was speaking to me about these scriptures, about this is a sign. This is a sign to you. And as we were praying, another intercessor, friend of mine, she said, remember that she's the woman whose house I stayed at. She said, remember last week, within this last week, I was on the deck of my house and I saw seven eagles flying around in the sky. Now, when I'm going to ask, I have never seen that. We all knew right away on the prayer conference call that this was a sign. Seven eagles circling you. This is unprecedented to see seven together. And seven is the number of perfection. All right, let's look at Deuteronomy. And then the scripture about deliverance and who the The eagles are very, very often, they are on the cherubim. They are one of the four faces of the cherubim that surround the throne of God. And they are very symbolic of fierceness and swiftness and vision and insight, revelation, and also deliverance, as it says in Exodus. Where is that scripture? Exodus 19:4. I'll start at verse 3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine." And this speaks of the eagle, as we often know, eats snakes. It is one of the few predators that the snake has. It devours the lying spirit. It represents aerial ascendancy, heavenly ascendancy over the serpent that eats the dust and has that split tongue that lies. And as you will see, the woman in the wilderness, my previous revelatory exposition, it also deals with Leviathan, the serpent, the fiery serpent, the feathered serpent, the winged serpent. They are enemies. They are opposed to each other, as in Revelation 12, when the the eagle helped the woman, and she flew out into the wilderness on the back of the eagle, and the earth helped the woman, and she flew out there because Satan, the dragon, was looking to pursue her after she gave birth to the man-child. The Egyptians worshiped serpents. The Lord delivered his children, his people, out of the hands of the Egyptian system, which is rooted in Babylonian occult divination, serpent worship. He delivered her through the eagle, the enemy of the serpent. This kind of deliverance is a symbolic, allegorical of the deliverance that God is working for his people, the remnant, in these last days. Then opened up to me, okay, and this comes from heaven. This comes from the cherubim, the angelic host around the throne of the Lord. He sends his deliverance in preparation for his return, the return of the king, the advent of the king. Let's go to Ezekiel. And this is a scripture where it's going to really open up into the teaching about the eagle, Ezekiel chapter 17. The word of Adonai came to me. Human being, propound this riddle. Tell the house of Israel this allegory. Say that Adonai Elohim says this: a big eagle having great wings and long pinions full of very colored feathers came to Lebanon and took over the top of the cedar. This is a supernatural bird. It had very colored feathers. It symbolizes to me the breakup of light in the prismatic scale of different colors. It was a heavenly allegory. It says right here, tell the house of Israel this allegory. Here is the allegory. this long, great, big eagle, long, great wings and pinions. He comes and he's came to Lebanon and took over the top of the cedar. The cedar is one of the most elegant, beautiful, fragrant trees. He cropped off the topmost of its young twigs and carried them to a land of traders and set them down in a city of merchants. This would speak of those who merchandise and who make their living off of trading and merchants. He also took some of the verses at agriculture or other modes of industry. He also took some of the seed in the land and planted it in fertile soil, placing it where there was abundant water, as one would a willow. Okay, what seed was that? This was the seed of this cedar, this vine. It grew to become a fruitful vine, sprawling all over the ground as one would a willow. Its branches turned toward him and its roots were under him. Thus it became a vine, sprouting branches and putting forth shoots. So it came from Lebanon. It was a cedar, a magnificent tree, but it became a vine. A vine is close to the earth in this land of merchants and traders, Babylonian empires, enterprises, ancient Phoenician traders are up along the coast of Lebanon, these merchants and traders. And from a high, elevated, magnificent cedar in the mountains is where usually, generally, cedars are located. The top was broken off. It was planted in this land, and it became a low vine, closer to the earth, more humble statured than a tall, elegant cedar. But the branches turned towards him and its roots were under him. And thus it became a vine, sprouting branches and putting forth shoots. From a tree to a vine. There was another. Okay, this is what this eagle did. It brought these people, brought this shoot, this seed out. There was another big eagle with great wings and many feathers. And the vine bent its roots towards him and put forth its branches towards him so that he might water it more than in the bed where it was planted. It had been planted in good soil near plenty of water so that it would produce branches, bear fruit, and become a noble vine. But this vine had greater ambitions. It already was in a good place. It was already placed there by this big eagle. It saw another big eagle, a mighty power come, and it said, "Oh, I want to go with that eagle. I want more water and more branches." It was already in good soil and good water. And it already had nobility that was accorded to it.